Hey, this is Kyle Clark. You're listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News and streaming live same time on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com.
Welcome into Next. We've got good news and bad news if you're a hater of this show. The good news is Kyle's off tonight. The bad news is you only get 15 Kyle-free minutes tonight before we're going to turn you over to the Rockies game at 6:15. But don't worry, we have a lot of time. We can still get some news in. Between vetoing Democrats' bills and being censured by the Democratic Party, you'd think maybe Governor Jared Polis wouldn't be so popular among Democrats. Seeing who shows up at his bill signings suggests otherwise. Here's Marshall Zellinger.
We disagree on many issues, and sometimes it feels like we're in different parties.
2 years in a row, Democratic State Representative Javier Mabry has had the same bill vetoed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, a bill allowing voters to unionize with just one vote instead of two. But despite that veto and Polis's censure by the Democratic Party following his clemency for Tina Peters, Mabry says he would still celebrate with Polis.
I would show up to a bill signing if the governor signed truly transformational policy that positively impacted workers and consumers.
Earlier in the week, Polis signed an RTD reform bill in a very public way on a 16th Street Mall bus, meaning Democratic lawmakers who support his censure were very publicly seen standing by him as he signed their bill.
Look, I can say that I think the governor was wrong to grant clemency to Tina Peters at the same time that I'm proud of a legislative accomplishment.
I do think it's important for us to be able to celebrate wins that will positively impact people's lives.
The censure has put all of us in a difficult position.
Democratic State Representative Meg Froelich co-sponsored the RTD bill and told me she probably would not have shown up even if she wasn't in California, but she does not fault anyone who did.
I think being next to the governor at a bill signing is not the same as being next to the governor on a bus tour of Colorado touting accomplishments.
Many Democrats have stood by Polis's side this week. House Speaker Julie McCluskey said she attended bill signings because it's a celebration of policy. State Senator Iman Judah said she serves the people of her district, not the governor. And State Representative Chad Clifford said the censure is about Polis's future with the party. Quote, "We still fully expect him to do his job as governor."
It was a text. That's why it was capitalized. Each Democrat I reached out to made the case that showing up alongside the governor was about policy, their constituents, and the stakeholders involved in crafting the legislation. There are a handful of Democrats, Jenny, in a primary in June that this could come up with voters.
Okay. Just a little awkward in the meantime. So, all right, Marshall, thank you. The trial of the former Mountain View councilman continued today. Brent Metz is accused of shooting a 17-year-old in the face. Metz shot the victim while the teenager and a friend were on his property looking for a place to take homecoming photos. Today, Metz took the stand. He says he wasn't home when the two teenagers first trespassed on his property back in September 2024. He says his girlfriend alerted him that there were people on the property walking around. And then when he showed up, he saw the teens parked near the entrance. Metz parked next to their vehicle, grabbed his pistol from a holster inside, and says he was transferring it to his hip holster when he lost his balance and the gun went off, shooting through the windshield of the teenager's car, hitting the victim in the face. Metz argues he never pulled the trigger, and his attorneys claim that firearm is defective and unsafe.
You decided to confront them before law enforcement got there, correct?
Confront is too strong of a word. I anticipated making contact and having the same conversation I've had multiple times with people who have left notes, who've pulled up and wanted to do something on the property. As I was exiting the vehicle and transferring my firearm from my vehicle-mounted holster to my hip holster, as I've done many thousands of times, as I stepped down, the firearm discharged uncommanded.
Metz is charged with 4 felony counts, including second-degree assault, and now faces up to 16 years in prison. Closing arguments are set for Monday morning at 9 o'clock. All right, turning our attention to the forecast now, we've got Corey Reppenhagen here with rain in the forecast and potentially a 90-degree day next week.
Yeah, heat wave is coming down the pike. We have a couple of light sprinkles still in the possibility tonight, but we're severe weather is pretty much past us now. We're in the 70s here across the city. So in the forecast for the Rockies game concerts tonight, maybe a dribble of rain still remaining possible, but that'll be pretty isolated. So it's going to be a pretty nice night for outdoor activities. Live radar picture right now. Strong storms out here near the Kansas state line follow this energy all the way to Larimer County. And that's where you see this really quick pop-up thunderstorm. Pretty weak, but it did cause a landspout tornado that a lot of people saw out there in Larimer County. Not too much in the way of damage being reported. And we'll have storms on Monday and Tuesday, and there's that heat wave coming our way by the end of the week.
Thanks for being with Next while I'm away. All right, let's do some good in Colorado. Your weekly microgivings raised $18 million in 6 years, and this week, let's help a Meals on Wheels program redefine its mission to reach even more Coloradans. This week's Word of Thanks microgiving campaign supports Cold Creek Meals on Wheels in Lafayette, Louisville, Erie, Superior. So beyond the traditional delivered meals and companionship for older folks who can't get out easily, Cold Creek Meals on Wheels, their fastest growing program, actually serves younger families who are really being squeezed by the high cost of living in East Boulder County. They're mostly working adults. As the nonprofit's leaders told me, they're contributing, but they're unable to make ends meet. The nonprofit is trying to help families with meals this summer, especially when kids are out of school. But the nonprofit is also feeling the impact of rising costs of groceries and gas. As they told me, both the meals and the wheels are more expensive. But we can help. Scan the QR code on your screen or text the word thanks to 303-871-1491. I'll send you the link to donate. You know that even $5 helps, and you know the deal. I'm never going to ask you to give to a cause I don't support myself. So I'll match the first 50 donations of $5 to get us rolling. We are at nearly 8,000 of you who are making a monthly donation to the Word of Thanks Fund. Put in your info one time, pick your donation amount, and we automatically split it at the end of the month among all the nonprofits we feature. And lately, that has added $50,000 a week to your generosity.
My good news for the day is my sister just had twins, but as well, my mother's puppy just had twins.
Double the good news. Our favorite Friday tradition is coming up next. Welcome back. The Valverde neighborhood in Denver opened a new community garden today at Florence Crittenton High School. That school serves young mothers and their children. It's been working on this project for several years. It gives families access to green space and educational opportunities for gardening in a part of town with really not much access to either.
Yes, the EPA actually provided a community grant, but with all the political turmoil, they unfortunately canceled that grant, but the Colorado Garden Foundation came in and funded this portion of the project and made it all happen.
It feels great, and it feels also like it's cool. You know, they have tomatoes and like other things that they're planting in here.
I think of vegetables.
So it's like really nice to do, and it's calming. So, yeah.
A little messy, but it's pretty calm.
Yeah.
Little ones like to get messy. Last year, Next Viewers raised more than $40,000 for Flowcrit to provide services like pediatric care and education to the families they serve. For 497 weeks, we've been sharing your good news every Friday, and we're not going to let just a short little show here stop us. So today, we took our favorite question to Denver's Outside Days Festival.
I'm here at the Outside Fest.
We're at the Outside Days Festival.
So we've got a lot of cool stuff going on and just trying to celebrate the good weather.
Well, my good news is after 2 years of him going rogue and buying a huge fixer-upper, we are almost done. All that's left is the laundry room. He thought he could finish it in 3 months. 2 years later, it's finally almost done.
My good news for the week is that we're out here, the weather's great. We've finally seen some rain here in Colorado, so everything's getting bright and green.
My good news is that we have this beautiful fox den installation coming up behind us.
Same thing, this fox den we're really excited about because it's this whole idea of finding like safety and comfort in your home. And so with like the big chaos, the big energy of this whole event, like you can get away from the festival and the heat in our fox den.
The good news is I've got them to hang out outside all week, building something that people actually really appreciate.
My good news is it's great to be back here in Denver, seeing some of our good friends that we haven't seen in a long time. Specifically shout out Randy Propster.
My good news for the day is my sister just had twins, but as well, my mother's puppy just had twins, so yeah, congratulations.
It's gonna be a great event. It's relocated, so now we have much more space to have fun, hang out, learn about different brands, and come check us out.
happy Friday. Thanks for sticking with us for this much shorter version of Next. Kyle's back on Monday. And stick around to see the Colorado Rockies now take on the San Francisco Giants. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News. Streaming live, same time, on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next producer is Mallory Harris. Our digital producer is Marilyn Moore. Our visual editor is Jeff Sartell. Our reporters include Marshall Zellinger, Mark Salinger, Angeline McCall, and Evan Kruel. Misty Montano is 9 News' digital director. I'm Kyle Clark. I'll see you next time.